Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. Does Mark with a C, does a C stand for cocaine? I said, no, I've never touched it.
And Andy Hart.
Guess what I'm making next year? Cha and Ching together, okay?
Looking for a piece of Andy candy.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
You said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player.
You're going to be perfect, and you know why?
Because you like to say bombastic things, correct?
David's soft as f***.
I think it's better when there's an actual discussion on the show.
I will fight you all.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mac and Hart.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'll tell you right now, I don't mind saying it. I'm on Baltimore Sunday night. They're the right side. I love Baltimore. I love them in this game. Baltimore's going to give the Patriots all they can handle. They're 3.5-point underdogs. I don't even want the points. I don't even need the points.
By the way, if Sony Michel rushes for like 20 yards on a 2-yard and Lamar Jackson leads the Ravens to victory, you are going to be just at the peak of your most obnoxious. And you're obnoxious on a daily basis.
This is what's going to happen. The Houston Texans are a 4.5-point favorite. And I think they might win the game. But I'll tell you this, they're not going to lose by more than 4.5 points. Put your kids' future college tuition. This, folks, is a 35-unit selection.
Wow.
Put your kids' future college tuition on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans plus 4.5 points.
Good morning. Good morning. Mark and Hart, Saturday morning, December 7th, just checking the date. Andy's in the house. I'm in the house. And the quick 11-hour turn around.
All right, nobody want to hear you whine.
Let's go. I'm just stating a fact. Stating a fact, that's all. It is championship Saturday in the world of college football, so it's a big day for gamblers all across. Be even a bigger day in Massachusetts if sports gambling was legalized, but that's a whole nother story.
Especially if you could gamble on the high school Super Bowls that are taking place at Gillette Stadium.
They are
underway. This is a pretty cool day.
I know, for the
larger audience, no one cares.
Right.
But if you're involved, your community, high school football, that's really cool.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, Springfield Central High School plays Duxbury.
Yes.
In a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So, and I was just telling, because I'm childhood friends with the principal of Springfield Central High School. I said, do you realize, like, less than 22 hours later that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are going to be playing on that field?
It's so cool.
Isn't that really cool?
Aren't they rolling? They blew somebody out like 64-0.
Yeah. Oh, they're killing it. Yeah.
Although, Brendan Hall, who used to do ESPN Boston Sports, I don't know if you ever crossed paths with him. He's just in that high school sports world. Yeah. Pick that as the upset of the day. Duxbury to upset.
I'm going to go the other way.
I think most people are. It was a bold pick upset, but you got to put it out there.
Right. Sure. You're definitely feeling better this week than you were last time. Eamon's like shaking his head of that. Like
Andy's back.
Andy's like the energy level is increased.
I was toast last week.
Oh, man, you are.
I am a man baby, Trenny. I am definitely, my wife calls me that, and I will fully admit I'm a man baby. I hate to be a little bit under the weather with the sniffles. But I do, just the lingering is the cough. So if at any point I shut the mic off and go hack in the corner, you don't have to be a dink like Mutt and say, boy, Andy Hart's hacking up a lung over there. I think he might puke. The whole point of me shutting the mic off is so people don't know.
Right. I don't think people need to know that. But then again, that's a little TMI. There's certain things that you don't want, and then you hate when people bring it up. It's like, yeah, there's sort of a... we don't need to pull behind the curtain behind and everything.
Some of it is good, but you don't need to know how all the sausage is produced.
No. Power Cell's always said best. Don't think this holds up as well today, but Parcells, to quote one of the many Parcells-isms.
Some of his are definitely not allowed today.
What would he say is, quote, don't complain about the labor, just show me the baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I use that one. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby.
I
said that once at practice, and a couple of mothers looked at me, and I was like, probably should take that one off the list of cliches.
Yeah, that's a Parcellsism if there ever was one. So there's that. Really, to me, you and I haven't done a show together since last Sunday night. So let's just from in. You know, I'm the only person in the media on the air, and when I did the crossover yesterday with Lou and Christian, because Christian said that, no, Lou did, but then Lou goes, no, I didn't. I guess I am the only person who actually not only picked Baltimore, but picked Baltimore and Houston to
beat
the Patriots.
Look at you. Double dip.
Double dip.
So I'm intrigued. Where are we going this week?
Here's my thing. Should I divulge it today or wait till tomorrow? Because you hadn't due tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I think we're on tomorrow. So save
tomorrow.
It till tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Look at Eamon's like tomorrow. Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, right. We have plenty today that's bigger than this game.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
That I don't think is getting enough attention. I said it for four bleeping hours from 10 to 2 yesterday on this station, including my co-hosts, Keith and Mutt, sort of mocked me. But there is a massive, massive earth-shaking story that goes well beyond Patriot Nation that people are not acknowledging.
Oh, I think they're acknowledging.
Not enough.
Well, I think...
Biggest story in sports.
Well, Colin Cowherd himself mentioned Tom Curran on the air yesterday.
Better.
He mentioned him on the air, was it yesterday or Thursday? And he's like, oh, I always love following Tom Curran. I thought, you know, when Rob Bradford gives out his media stars of the week, I thought this week is Tom Curran. He's sort of won.
As long as he's right.
Well, you know what? I don't know if anybody's more connected in over at Foxborough than Tom. I mean, he's been doing over 20 years, 25?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's
20-plus years, very much in with Tom Brady.
Yep.
Tom Brady above Tom Brady, Tom Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Client
Alex Guerrero.
Client at TB12, Alex Guerrero. So when he uses the phrase, which he has used endlessly all week, very informed opinion. I take that to be not a fact, because he's saying it is a very informed opinion, but you're really close to that fact meter, that report.
Okay, so the title of the article you're talking about is plain and simple. Are these Tom Brady's final days with the Patriots? And I'm not going to read the whole article because, you know, Curran is a real writer. And here's what I mean by that. That Curran doesn't just come up with a two or three sentences, three paragraphs of quotes and a close for two sentences and call it an article.
No.
Like, this is an article. This is like Shaughnessy, Bob Ryan, the late great, we'll go all the way back to the late great Will McDonough. This is an article. This is, folks, this is journalism, print journalism 101.
It's also Tom writes the way he, if you talk to him, he podcasts.
Yep.
You know, there's little jokes in there. There's little digs. It sort of goes back and forth and entertains you while informing you. And I think that's what this piece is. Entertaining and informational.
I highlighted just the parts that, instead of reading the whole thing, and just to sort of get a synopsis, if you didn't get a chance to read it, and I'm just going to go with the best parts that I highlighted. From up there, you can see the organization fast approaching the most wrenching, controversial, certain-to-be-scrutinized period in its history. The end of Tom Brady's career as a Patriot. They can, will, and should ignore it now. But unless there's a radical course change in the next 90 days, that's what's coming, period. Now, before we go on to anything else, that to me right there, and it hits you on the fourth and fifth part of the article, if you print it out, that's what's coming over the next 90 days is all you really need to know. And, you know, you and I have vacillated, and we've talked about, you know, what are the odds? What are the odds of Tom going to another team? What are the odds of Tom retiring? What are the odds of Tom staying in New England as a Patriot for the next couple of years and playing out till he's 45 years old? Give me all that. And I have to tell you, and you and I think the last time we talked, I was about at 40% of him going to another team. That has increased now. I'm 55% of him going to another team after this article.
Cool.
55.
If you trust Tom Curran,
yeah,
you're at 95,
I would say,
right?
Well,
I mean, that's basically what he's saying. One of the phrases he used, barring something drastic.
Right.
Well, barring something drastic, we're going to do radio for the next 4 hours. If a freak thunderstorm comes and blows out the tower, we're off, right? We'll go to national programming.
Yeah.
But that would be something drastic. In all likelihood, we're doing 4 hours of radio here on out.
Mm-hmm.
So in all likelihood, barring something drastic, Tom Curran is reporting that Tom Brady will be wearing a different uniform. There are 31 other options in the National Football League next season. I don't think that's getting the attention it deserves.
Mm. And just to expound on that, here's what Tom Curran had to say.
All I know is the way this is trending is you have a quarterback who clearly felt as if he's been being replaced for several years now, and now they're at a point where he's got a contract that he negotiated so that he had freedom at the end of the year. How has this season gone for him? Not that great. Not having a great time. And how does it look statistically when he sits down at the bargaining table mm-hmm. and says, I made 23 last year, I'm still a good player, let's get it up to 27 or 28. And they say, no, we're not going to do that. So there will be a parting of the ways is my very informed opinion on this.
Do the Patriots really think he'll walk?
I wonder, Gary, if they actually might not have their fingers crossed that he does.
I wonder, Gary, if they actually might not have their fingers crossed that he does.
So he's saying he thinks there's a chance the Patriots may want Brady to walk.
So remember when Tom Brady, and we all thought it was a huge coup for him and his agent Don Yee to get the you can't franchise me after the season is over yes. thing. That was the Patriots perhaps also, I don't know, maybe they were thankful. They were grateful and to more than acquiesce that request to let Tom Brady decide to walk after the NFL season is over and the new year starts in March. So Curran goes on in the article and he talks about Tom Brady and he says that, you know, they, you know, talking about the team passed on giving him an extension. Most recently last August when the extension Brady was waiting on turned into a simple salary bump for 2019. And that raise, which got him to $23 million, $4.5 million less than the Garoppolo's average salary, $10 million less than Jared Goff. And then it goes on to say the Patriots didn't want to ante up for a 42-year-old quarterback this year the same way they didn't want to ante up for Brady in 2017 when he was 40. And then he goes, so where's that leave Brady? Taking a pay cut after a year spent throwing to Gunner, Jacoby, and Nikhil? Taking a pay cut after the team failed to replace Rob Gronkowski in free agency, and so on and so forth. And then he also talks about, this is interesting too, it's been building. What the two sides are headed for isn't about Sunday's game or even the 2019 offseason. The night in April 2014 when the team drafted Jimmy Garoppolo and Belichick mentioned Brady's agent contract status, the die was cast. Brady beat back that challenge, but in doing so, he scuttled Belichick's succession plans when the Patriots reluctantly traded Garoppolo in 2017. So here's what I'm gleaning from all that, is that by granting Tom, and if you're the Patriots and you don't believe that he is the answer in 2020 and beyond, you have now put the onus on him. Because nobody, whether it's William Belichick or Robert Kenneth Kraft, wants to be the bad guy or the fall guy who is blamed for you're the reason that Tom Brady's no longer Patriot. No, we gave him the option. He decided to take his talent elsewhere. We didn't do it.
Right.
He wanted to go to Dallas or Tennessee or the Chargers or the Bears or now the Carolina Panthers, who will be looking for a quarterback after this season, more than likely when they cut Cam Newton and shed $19 million for next year's salary cap. No, no, no. It wasn't us. It was Tom. So this has been a lot. This is really a, and when you consider all parties involved, a very cerebral, strategic game of chess.
In a five-year game, dating back to Jimmy Garoppolo. Bill Belichick was preparing at that time to move on from Tom Brady. In his mind, he had an aging quarterback. He voiced the concerns. He said them to us. It's very rare that I think he sort of shows what's up his sleeve. Right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Bill. That is correct. And now, it was altered in part because Tom Brady's special. He's the GOAT. He's been really good since then, right? He mm-hmm. extended the timeline, screwed up the timeline, screwed up the, you know, it was sort of like a car in the highway and the other one's ready to merge in. That's Jimmy Garoppolo and he won't let him in. He won't let him in. He's boxing him out. He's running him off the road. But now Bill was preparing in 14 and 15 and 16 and 17 and 18 and 9. How do you think he feels now when he looks at it? And over the last 2 years, his quarterback's numbers are down. Now, you can argue why they're down, and it is a very fair argument from the Tom Brady side that he is not necessarily, we've played the game. Is he 5% of the problem? Is he 20% of the problem? Whatever. Do I think he's part of the problem? A little bit. Do I think he's the problem? Nope. Do I think there are a lot of other contributing factors that if you put somebody else out there with the running backs, with the tight ends, with the offensive line, with the receivers, it would be a lot uglier and the record would be different potentially? sure as hell. But the reality is the numbers and some of the public perception has turned on Brady. You do enough of the calls. There are some people that think he's, you know, throwing the ball away too
there
quickly.
Is.
It's huge.
I would just, you know, unofficial bat, you know, from all the callers over the course of the last, especially this week, it's 90%, 95% pro Brady.
Yes.
5%. Well, you know, I just want to get rid of him. You know, it's time to move on. We got to get younger. We got to do this. So that's a.
And you know why that is? Because there's nobody to move on to.
That's
my biggest problem with this whole theory.
Yep.
I could argue that Bill is going down the right road. That at some point, Brady is not going to be the guy. He's going to be mediocre or worse than mediocre. He will fall off a cliff like Max Kellerman is so hoping for so many years later. But the reality is, and I said this yesterday, for 2020, I believe the New England Patriots, if you use Belichick's logic, he's afraid to sign Brady, right? He thinks he's aging. So you're going to have a mediocre quarterback no matter what you do, because Jarrett Stidham is going to be a mediocre quarterback at best. Might be horrific. Whoever you sign, if you want to go out and get Ryan Tannehill or Teddy Bridgewater,
Nick
mediocre.
Foles, right.
You're not getting a franchise quarterback. No. You can like Bridgewater. He did a nice job filling in for Breeze. He's not a franchise quarterback.
No. He wouldn't succeed up here either.
And you believe, based on your actions, that Tom Brady is not going to be a franchise quarterback. Because if you thought he was going to be a franchise quarterback, you'd have already signed him for some 2 or 3 year deal for so many millions of dollars. But if you're going to have a mediocre quarterback next year, wouldn't you rather just have the mediocre quarterback you have, not ruin the whole 20-year dynasty?
And here's the thing. I know you say that facetiously. He's not mediocre.
No, but that's what Bill's saying.
That's what they're saying in their fear to sign him.
I think he's better than mediocre.
Of course.
I did an exercise with Mutt the other night where we drafted quarterbacks. Anyone you want, just draft them.
Yeah.
Brady went like sixth, fifth.
Yes, that's what I said. When I said to you 2 months ago when he wasn't having as bad a statistical season as he is now, I'm like, and you're like, it's tough to name five quarterbacks better. Now, I'm not saying five quarterbacks who have a better season. A season is an anomaly. Like Lamar Jackson is having a better season than every quarterback in the NFL. I'll tell you, with your team down by five, a minute and 20 seconds left, starting at your own 20 with no timeouts. Who do you want? Lamar Jackson or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
That's it.
Although Lamar's hard to argue against over the last 6 weeks or so. The recency bias. But we also did it yesterday. Even if you give the benefit of the doubt to young guys, how many teams would take their quarterback or Tom Brady? So I'm even saying right now, you take him for the rest of your career, you may take Kyler Murray. Not because he's better right now, because you're hoping he's going to be good, right?
So
you're hoping you get a decade out of him.
So
of
when
good
you're
play.
Talking about who you take right now, we're just talking about right now.
No. I'm saying if you look around the league and said, whose quarterback would you take for the entirety of their career moving forward?
Oh.
There's a limitation on Tom Brady, whatever it may be, whether he's extended it to 46 or 47, as Alex has said, or whether he has done it 45. There's some limitation. It's a cut window, right? There's a finite period. So you can tell me, oh, yeah, I would take Kyler Murray just taking the potential, taking the upside. You could even convince me you'll take Baker Mayfield for the same reason, that he hasn't looked good, but I'm swinging for the fences and hoping I get a full decade or 15 years. We came up with maybe 10 teams that have a quarterback that they'd keep.
Well, let's go.
That means there's 20 that are saying, as Tom Brady's dad told Karen Garigian yesterday, did you read that?
Yeah, I did.
I'm sure there's some other teams that'd be interested. Such a sarcastic comment that you know he just was dripping when he said it, because he's right.
Oh, well, and by
they'll
the way,
line up.
Just to have that handy, and so Tom Brady Sr. spoke with Karen Garigan from the Boston Herald, and he said, quote, when she asked him about could his son leave New England, he said, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to envision him playing somewhere else. He wants to play, but ultimately, it's Bill's decision. Nobody really knows. Bill doesn't tip his hand. There's just been insinuations here and there. This is really kind of between those two. They got to decide what they want. Now, here's the money quote more than anything. If Bill says he doesn't want Tommy and Tommy wants to play, well, Joe Montana went to Kansas City.
Yep.
Just because Bill decides he wants to move on, that won't dictate Tommy's future. I'm sure there are a few other teams in the league that would want him, end quote. So that, and let's face it, we all know the Brady family, San Mateo, Northern California, Tom Brady. and his mom, who's beaten cancer, Gwendolyn, they were at, along with his father, the catch. The NFC Championship game with Montana beating the Cowboys and the 49ers going on to win their first Super Bowl a couple weeks later against Chris Collinsworth and the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes, he did play football, folks, before he became an annoying analyst.
Just an update, it's Galen, his mother's name.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Galen. Yeah, you're right, Galen. Why did I say Gwendolyn? Galen.
I don't know.
Right, yeah, Galen, you're right, Galen Brady.
Gwendolyn's the witch in The Wizard of Oz, isn't she?
The good one.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one, the good one. So, Galen, you are absolutely correct. So, that to me says it right there. Who's Tom Brady's idol?
Joe Montana.
That they are ready, willing, and able to move on to go somewhere else. Now, the question here becomes this, and this is where things get very murky. 3 years ago, at this moment, going into Wild Card Weekend, January 2018, but right around this time, which, like I said, it wasn't for another month in 2018, so it actually been about 2 years ago, Seth Wickersham wrote the article, The Friction, The Dissension Amongst the Ranks Between Brady and Belichick. I think what helped that out is winning a Super Bowl last season after losing to the Eagles. They came back, they won the Super Bowl. Now, my question is this. If Robert Kraft decides to put and let Belichick do what Belichick does best, because he's overruled him on Jimmy Garoppolo. He stepped in and said, you got to trade him. He stepped in, you know, as if Tom Brady was the fifth Kraft and said, you got to trade him. And they got rid of him for obviously nowhere near as much as they could have yielded in return, considering you look at the year that Garoppolo's had and he's 18-4 as a starter or something to that crazy record. My thing comes to this. I think, and I'm not blaming it all, but I'm putting a lot of onus back on Kraft.
As you should.
Because Kraft seems to have sided, he's gone away from Brady, back towards Belichick, and I think never more apparent than you take away, like Tom Brady for about 2 or 3 weeks this year, about 2 weeks, was as giddy as a little kid on Christmas. He had his weapon, his number one receiver, Antonio Brown.
His little brother, according to Twitter.
And he's liked every single Instagram post and tweet that Antonio Brown has posted since he left New England. And I think that from that standpoint, that Robert Kraft has done Tom Brady a huge disservice. And if anything, if you consider how things have gone with his lack of weapons on offense, taking away Antonio Brown, when Antonio Brown, I'm just going to say that of all people involved with the Patriots organization this year, Antonio Brown was never charged with a crime.
No.
Okay. Just saying.
And, but we all know that we found the texts distasteful at best.
Disrespectful. Derogatory.
And maybe threatening, abusive, you know, verbally abusive at worst.
How stupid is Antonio Brown?
Very.
So we all know that. So this to me, if Brady does decide to leave, I'm pointing my finger more at Robert Kraft for not coming through on the contract extension, because ultimately you have the veto power of your head coach. You can veto anything Bill does. You sign the front of the checks. He signs the back of them. You are the boss. So it's on you. He didn't give him an extension, and then he took away his best receiver. And I was like, man, you know, the only good thing that can come out of Sunday night's loss to Houston, maybe in the next 48 to 72 hours, Antonio Brown will be back.
The Lou Maloney theory didn't work.
Did not work.
Lou's been riding that theory since the Cowboys game.
Right. That didn't work. And I will tell you, Robert Kraft, directly or indirectly, has pushed Tom Brady out the door, in my opinion, if Brady decides to take his ball and go elsewhere.
But I find it interesting that, because immediately, as soon as this story from Karen Garigian came out yesterday, and I read the quote, it's Bill's decision. The first thing I said, no, it isn't. It's Robert Kraft's decision. He's the owner. Now, he can allow Bill to make the actual decision, but in doing that, he's made his own decision. He runs the team. You know, the old saying, owners own and everybody else just rents. He is the owner. And I will be interested to see if we take Tom Curran's reporting or very informed opinion a step further. And this is it for Brady. There's going to be a blame game, correct? When Tom Brady puts on a uniform next year.
No doubt.
Who do you blame for Tom Brady playing elsewhere?
Yep.
And it will happen regardless of his play, because it'll happen next spring, next summer, next preseason. Now, he may fall on his face. Maybe he stinks in Dallas or with the Chargers or the wherever he goes, he may stink. But for a long period of time, Patriots fans are going to be unhappy as they prepare for the Jarrett Stidham era or Teddy Bridgewater era. They're going to be upset. So they're going to place blame. Anytime you're upset, you blame it on somebody,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And they're going to place blame on either Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft. There's really only two options.
Or both.
Or Brady.
Or
I mean,
both.
Some may blame Brady.
Right.
Maybe they will say, well, look, he's the one that negotiated in the out, the ability to not be franchise tagged, the ability to leave. So maybe there will be a portion that blame Brady, but I think that'll be a pretty small portion. I think people will look at Patriots decision makers and say, I either blame Belichick or I blame Kraft.
Or both.
Or both.
Yep.
But really, I think you can only blame Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if blame is the right word, because maybe it's the right decision. Maybe they move on and maybe it ends up being the right decision. But it's his team. He can do what he wants. As you said, LRC, lower right corner of the checks,
yes,
says Robert,
yes,
Kraft. Doesn't say Bill Belichick.
Nope.
Doesn't say anything else. Robert Kraft. So he makes the decision. But, you know, I go back to where I started. You mentioned, you know, there's this, you know, talk of Josh McDaniels going to the Cowboys or Josh McDaniels going to the Panthers. The package deal is now far more plausible because Josh is getting all this run. Brady and McDaniels in Carolina? No? I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
Absolutely.
Or
yeah, you can
as
see
I
that.
Asked Michael Irvin yesterday, you know, because I asked him, I said, could you see Jerry Jones going after Dak Prescott's a free agent? They have a ready-made offense. Good offensive line, good running back, good receiver. They're ready for Brady.
That's been my number one destination of any of
And this. I asked him, and he said, well, if you believe all this and think Brady's going somewhere, he's going somewhere with what we've talked about, a coach. He's going to run the offense just like he's run it now, just like Peyton Manning did in Denver.
So him and Josh would be a package deal.
So that's what I said. So yeah. I said, oh, so what you're basically saying, Michael, is that Josh McDaniels will be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys where he'll coach Tom Brady. And he just starts laughing and he says, I never said that, but 2 + 2 = 4. You know, I mean, there is no bigger story in sports, in my opinion,
nope,
than Tom Brady leaving the Patriots one. But if the Dallas Cowboys are any type of a legitimate landing spot for him, the biggest fan base, maybe in sports, but certainly in the National Football League. We talked about it. Amari Cooper caught one pass that was wiped out by a flag in Gillette Stadium 2 weeks ago. You could hear, Coop. Cowboys fans are everywhere.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Tom Brady fans are everywhere.
They move the needle.
You blend those two together, my God, you have nuclear fission.
That's why I think, even though the Chargers are in L.A., they're not the number two market. They're not a number two market team. They're small. The Tennessee Titans, they're too small. The Chicago Bears, like, for me, for Tom Brady to go to the most ready-made situation for success, there's no better place than the star, the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think? Who are you putting the blame on if Tom Brady decides to leave this season? Everything that is being reported, Tom Curran's article, which to me is informed, very highly informed speculation, and that when you're writing an article like this, you are saying, barring some unforeseen, miraculous save at the 11th hour, that Tom Brady is playing his final four games in the regular season as a Patriot, and then his final however many games in the playoffs, depending on how far they go. 617-779-7937. Nothing. We're going to get to all your calls right to you next. 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Huge game tomorrow in the NFL will be highlighted by the Patriots and Chiefs kickoff at 425. Mark and Hart, 9 to noon. And then the NFL Sunday will be up until kickoff. Six players are listed on the injury report, including Julian Edelman, Jason McCourty, Mohamed Sanu, who were all limited at practice yesterday. Celtics improved to 16-5 as they beat the Denver Nuggets 109-95. I saw an interesting stat this week, which is great. Celtics are undefeated at home. Bruins have not lost a regulation game at home. And the Patriots are undefeated at
home.
Until Sunday, perhaps. I don't know.
Teasing his pick from Sunday morning.
No. I'm saying, perhaps. I didn't say for sure. Perhaps. Celtics improved to 16-5 last night. They beat the Denver Nuggets 109-95. Jason Tatum, 26 points. They're off until Monday night to when they host the Cavaliers. So I'm going to go ahead and say I like the Celtics in that one as well. The Cavaliers are nowhere near as good. I'll tell you, wow, what can you say about the Celtics so far this season other than they've been nothing but a fun, watchable, and likable team?
And I don't buy the this is just try hard and they won't be able to succeed in the playoffs. They are building to be a good basketball team.
Well, here's an interesting thing about the Cavs coming in Monday night. Could Kevin Love be switching locker rooms? There's a report out there that the Cavaliers are open and dealing him. And the Celtics, here's my thing.
I don't love it.
No, here's my thing. Doesn't 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Sure.
Now? Absolutely. Now?
Ugh. Now?
Yeah, no thanks.
Like for what? Like, Kevin Love? He's not an upgrade.
My guy's Miles Turner. Been lusting after
me
him
too.
For a while.
Indiana, yeah. But I don't see them parting with him either.
Probably not, but you know, you can dream. I'd rather dream about him than Love.
I remember bring back Kwame Brown out of retirement than Kevin Love. Bruins are back in action tonight. They host the Avalanche at the Garden. Puck will drop at 7. Let's see if they can keep their non-regulation home streak alive, loss home streak alive. That's what's trending now in WEEI and WEEI.com. More of Mack and Hot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
One aspect of him playing elsewhere, which I think could conceivably will happen, okay, because he's not going to retire. As far as I can tell, my informed opinion is that Tom Brady is not going to retire. He is, unless there's a radical change of course, not going to play here either. So where does that leave Tom Brady playing football in 2020? Well, it's not going to be based just on the receivers and the head coach and how well he can leverage the TB12 empire and put new roots down for it. It's also going to be a family decision, right? Don't we all make our decisions based on how it's going to impact our significant other and our kids, especially when your kids are at an age where they're so so formative? Oh, Tim Curran, speaking of kids.
Okay, I thought we were getting a little, Goodfellas soundtrack there at the end there. That nice little ring there for Tom Curran. But, yes, informed speculation is what it is. We're Mark and Hart here with you till one, and this is a thing now. This is a thing, and here's another thing that just sort of taking the pulse of the room being the WEEI vast audience that we have, is that people now are looking a little bit at Robert Kraft and pointing the finger at him as being sort of hypocritical for not giving Antonio Brown a second chance in New England. He's had many second chances other places, but a second chance in New England, just sort of discarding and disposing of him after the mistake of sending the text message where he could have been called into the principal's office with Kraft and Belichick and said, okay, you're on a zero tolerance policy. If you get as much of an effing parking ticket at Patriot Place, we're cutting you.
Right.
You're done. He just got like, okay, this, you know, that. And Belichick had him, he was getting ready for the Jets on Sunday at 11:15 in the morning when Belichick did his press conference. And then at 4 o'clock, the Patriot released a statement. They have cut Antonio Brown. And people reminded me, in not so many ways, that Antonio Brown, and I've said too, he's never been charged with a crime. He's never been convicted of a crime. It's all civil. I'm not condoning his actions, his reported actions or allegations. I'm not condoning any of them, or even the text message, which we know is true because it's an electronic form. But I thought that Robert Kraft has done Tom Brady a huge disservice this year by not having a guy like Antonio Brown when you can see how happy that made Brady. They only played one game together. Brady threw him a touchdown, and that was it. And it was over. And it was 11 to 13 days later, Antonio Brown was no longer a Patriot. So there's that.
And I keep saying the texts were the fireable offense, and I believe that. I mean, that's sort of obvious, the timeline. But the heat was part of it, too.
Of course.
The heat that started
well, that's what I'm saying.
10 days prior.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
With the civil suit and with everything.
He came
you had the
public
report
pressure.
That had he known about it. Remember, Rap Sheet reported they wouldn't have signed him. So that was in response to the heat, no doubt in my mind, which I don't necessarily believe. And then you had these texts. So it was the texts were the final nail in the coffin, but the overall heat from a week plus of it was part of the story.
There's another bite from Tom Curran talking about what kind of position they put Tom Brady in this season.
We are now in almost certainly the end of days for Tom Brady as a Patriot. And everyone who's had a grudge tucked under their coat or a nit to pick or resentment about him, you know, the rush is on to air those. And to me, one thing that Brady can be agitated about as much as anything personnel-wise is that he got set up in a situation now by the team because of the personnel on offense, where he ends up looking like an ass. And that's going to be, for a short time after he goes, the backbeat to his departure that Tom stomped off.
That's what I've been saying. I just heard that for the first time. Thank you, Eamon. I've been saying that this is, you are pushing him out the door to say, F this, I'm out of here. Like you have put, if you had brought Antonio Brown back, that's the thing. And some people have come up with this Oliver Stone conspiracy theory. Well, Is Kraft doing this to not make Brady look good so they don't have to give him a lot of money? I say, well, I'll tell you what, I don't think so, but man, you are really sacrificing a potential 7 Super Bowl if you believe that. I don't believe that, but I don't know why Antonio Brown is not on this team when he didn't violate any of the NFL's criteria.
Well, he may have. We don't know that.
But that four criteria where you skip practice, you miss games, you know that whole thing?
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about the commissioner's exempt list.
Oh, that
is still in play.
Right.
So he may have violated that because that is a very loose standard.
Sure.
And they use it sort of loosely.
All I know is this, and yeah, they do use it loosely, and we're going right to
Tyreek Hill is playing on Sunday.
But that's what I'm
Should
saying.
Should he be?
I said
no.
That. No.
But he is.
Right.
But other guys haven't. You know, the guy from Seattle who threatened his girlfriend or fiance, whoever, he got suspended.
Yep.
He's now playing again.
Right.
Tyreek Hill threatened his baby mama. I don't even know if they were married, whatever the relationship was.
Uh-huh.
And Tyreek Hill has not missed anything other than for a hamstring injury, correct?
Yes.
So they use that loosely. Who knows how they want to use it?
Well, he got, not only that, Tyreek Hill got a contract extension prior to the season. So Tyreek Hill is good. Like, he's not in any. So therein lies the hypocrisy that is the NFL. Now, granted, Tyreek Hill, he's quiet. So tomorrow at 4:25, when you watch this game, you're going to see a guy who has, according to audio recording, beat his 3-year-old child, given him a broken arm, and pretty much threatened his ex.
You need to be terrified of me, too. That's why you can't.
Yeah, you didn't set that up properly. You said pretty much threatened.
Yeah,
No, you don't need the pretty much in that sentence. Threatened her.
Eamon, by the way, if you can get the big clip when she goes, he is terrified of you. That's the big clip. We just heard the Tyreek Hill part. She says, he is terrified of you. And he goes, you need to be bleeping terrified of me too, B-word. So there's that.
He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect.
Me.
It's terrified. He is terrified.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
It's unreal. Like, it can't be any clearer.
But Antonio Brown sends a text message and he's not allowed to play. That therein lies the hypocrisy, the selective sort of prosecution that is the NFL.
But there's two levels there. Robert Kraft made one decision for his player, his team, his brand, the Patriots, and the NFL has just allowed Tyreek Hill to keep playing. The Chiefs didn't make a decision. They stayed quiet, just kind of
wrote it out. That's why people thought, and I believe this as well, that Andy Reid and the Chiefs said, we will sacrifice Kareem Hunt so you don't come back at Tyreek Hill. And I believe that. That they cut him right away, remember?
Right.
They cut Kareem Hunt right away on something which is, like, yes, it was physical, but it was, you know, he pushed a girl and all that. I'm not condoning that. But I thought that beating a three-year-old child, and there was also some alleged racial slurs that the girl used against Kareem Hunt at a hotel in Cleveland. So I thought the Tyreek Hill thing was much, much worse, because you're talking about the beating of a three-year-old child and a blatant physical threat of a woman.
Oh, there's no pretty much about it, as I said earlier.
He
threatened her on tape.
All right. I don't want to, we promised calls. We're lit up. So let me grab one in here. We'll get to all you, I promise you. Peter in Cape Cod. What's up, Peter?
Oh, good morning, boys.
Hey,
listen, you know, before AB, you know, you got Gronk would really be on this field today if they had cut some of the cash for him. They nickeled and dimed him to death. You know, you've got to have so many catches, this, that, and the other thing. If they had paid Gronk, he wouldn't be where he is right now. He'd have a uniform on. Now, in the same thing with we almost lost Edelman. They didn't want to pay him anything, and they still don't pay him anything for what this kid does. Now, why is Bill sabotaging, my own words, sabotaging Brady?
I don't think he is. I mean, I think that's a tough argument to make. Sabotaging, when he signed Antonio Brown earlier in the year, he traded for Mohamed Sanu, and he drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
Well, I know, but where was the limit? We had a team before they did all this. We had Gronk. We had Edelman. Amendola.
Peter Gronk screwed over the team by humming and hawing, and basically the Patriots were late to the party on Jared Cook. Had Gronk let them know earlier, they would have moved earlier.
But as
on
Peter
Jared
said,
Cook.
Gronk may have been vindictively screwing them over because he felt screwed over.
Sure,
because they took a great All-Pro season, and for his incentive, said, and one, get one better than all that dominant stuff you did last year, and we'll give you some money. Otherwise, we're not giving you the money. And he didn't get that. Obviously, he didn't even come close. He did not have a great year last year. But there is no doubt that the multi-year Gronk feeling underpaid, underappreciated, and really not having fun.
Nope.
Right? Not enjoying it.
Nope.
You know, he talked about it two weeks ago on Fox.
He was reduced to tears when he was doing that.
But 2 weeks ago on Fox, you're supposed to have fun in football.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have fun. And that's why he said, honestly, I don't miss that.
No.
Right?
No.
You win games, and you're still not supposed to have fun.
He was referring to the Philadelphia win.
Yes.
The Philadelphia Eagles
Tom's
win.
Reaction, yep. And that's Tom's own reaction, but clearly Gronk is of the belief, like, can we let off some steam? Like, we work 6 days a week, and we just won a game. Maybe it wasn't perfect, but we won a game. Can we have some fun? And he didn't have fun.
No, he didn't. And that minute and 40-second
and he wasn't paid. So a combination of no fun and no pay, no play.
Yeah. A minute and 40 seconds after a win, that told you all you need to know about Brady and how he felt. And now looking back, remember we said back-to-back those Eagles-Cowboys wins were the most impressive wins of the year?
Meh.
They're both under 500. And the Eagles just lost to the freaking Dolphins, who are lowering their draft status by the moment.
They're competing to see who can be the worst team ever to win a division.
Right. They really are. All right. All your calls right to you next. Run Mark and Hart.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
He's still frustrated too, and it's like, yo, like you guys are 9-1. That's the one part I don't miss about being there, hands down. I'm not gonna lie, I don't miss that. You're frustrated. They're 9-1. They win a game last week versus Philly. We lost them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They should be happy. Instead, you're sitting there Sunday night, like, what did I do wrong? Like, no, that's not the feeling that you should have. You should be pumped about the win. No matter, yeah, you might have not put the offensive numbers that you put up, but you won the game. Enjoy it. Go out the next week and build off of it.
Well, winning is definitely fun.
All right, that's Gronk and Tom Brady. You know, we've always talked about my thing, my team, more than anything, like not my team, but I mean the team that I felt as though that would fit Tom Brady, ready to win now, where he could just come in and ride it on a white horse, and they're ready, they've got it, and they would adapt to Brady's style, is the Dallas Cowboys. I'll also throw this out there. Not only Josh McDaniels, who's one of the aforementioned leading candidates for that job, along with current Fox Sports college football analyst and former Ohio State Florida coach Urban Meyer. What if you think Gronk might want to come out of retirement to play for the Cowboys? I know they got Witten.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to trade for him because he'll be under contract for the Patriots.
Oh, that's
but
right.
His
that's
contract
right.
is that's told,
true.
Locked in.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But things happen.
You never know. You never know.
Business is business.
Yep. All right, this is a call I really want to go to because I'm not going to give it away, but the what it says on the call screen really draws my, it piques my interest. Eric in a car. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good, yeah, I just, real quickly, look, Antonio Brown's not here because he's a pig. And if you want to hold your nose as much as you possibly can and let this guy continue to play for us, that's one thing. But there's a lot of people, and me big time, I don't want him anywhere near this team. He's disgusting. And Gronk's not playing because Gronk was hurt. He didn't want to play anymore. You know, all these people calling in saying, crap, crap, crap. No. Brady's gone because he was always going to be gone.
Hey, Eric, can I ask you a question?
Years ago, yes?
Let me ask you a question.
The dad said it was going to end ugly.
The dad's been saying that for more than 3 years.
Eric, would you love the talent of Tyreek Hill if he was on the Patriots?
No. No.
You completely. See, there's my trial lawyer in training thing. I was like, well, if you said yes.
Don't ask a question. You don't know the answer already.
If you said yes, it'd be like, well, why don't you want, but you.
No.
You were still.
I mean, so what? What does the NFL do? I don't care what the NFL did with Tyreek Hill. I don't care. He's a pig. They all are. Keep him away. You know, I love the guys who, look, man, there's one thing about being a fan, and there's another thing about being an idiot. You don't want Antonio Brown anywhere near the state.
I vehemently disagree.
Pass season ticket holder, get him out of here.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Has he ever been convicted of a felony?
Doesn't matter.
No. Yes
doesn't
or no?
Matter.
Has he ever been convicted of
a felony?
Eric, has he ever been convicted of a felony?
Nope.
Has he ever been convicted of a crime?
So you're making excuses for him?
Has
now?
He ever been convicted
that,
of a crime? I'm asking questions that have facts. That have facts. Has he ever been convicted of a crime?
Nope.
Has he ever been charged with a crime?
Nope.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor. That's it.
Oh, that's not. That's dirty pool. You dropped him.
That's it. No, I just wanted to get those three things just established so we know who we're talking about.
But
here.
Is Eric wrong? Do you think Antonio Brown's a good guy?
No.
Has he made a lot of mistakes?
Yes.
Done bad things to
yes.
a lot of people?
Yes.
Maybe not felonies, but just
right. Yes.
He's treated a lot of
yes.
people really poorly
yeah,
on various levels.
He stiffed the cook at the Pro Bowl in Orlando.
But financially?
Yes.
I mean, certainly there is a questionable sexual misconduct. I don't know if it reached the level of rape. I don't know where the level is. But there's enough smoke where it sounds like there's been some sexual misconduct, right? It just feels that way.
Listen, I don't know.
I'm just being honest. I don't have the facts.
Right,
I wasn't
right,
there.
Right.
I'm not Marquise Brown, who was apparently the third man in the room, Hollywood, right, in the original civil suit and the report. I don't know. But it just seems like there's a lot there. There's a lot under the surface, too. You could say if you want to.
Is that his nephew? It's a nephew,
cousin,
isn't it?
I believe.
A cousin, okay.
But if you want to, you can say what Eric said. You don't want that kind of guy
cousin.
On your
yep.
team. You don't want that kind of guy.
Hey,
and that's fair.
Someone called in this week and said to me, Mark, would you sign the devil if it made sure the Patriots could win a 7th Super Bowl? I said, yes. And you know what? I would give the Devils number 666.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous to go that far in. Like, would you take OJ? Would you take Aaron Hernandez?
No.
Okay, so where's the line?
Well, here's the thing about Antonio Brown. It's like that caller right there, Eric in a car, who perceives him to be the, quote, devil, where I'm not saying he's an angel. I don't want him to date, you know, like if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want him to date my daughter. If I, had a niece, I wouldn't want him to date. I don't want him over for Thanksgiving dinner. I want him catching touchdown passes from Tom Brady. And you know who else wants it?
Tom Brady. No question. He's made that quite clear.
Okay. So if Tom Brady thinks it's good enough for him, then I'm okay with it. It's Tom Brady. So you don't have to worry about Mark with a C. James. It's fine. There's some loudmouth gas bag on the radio. Tom Brady wants this.
What if Matthew Slater doesn't?
Tom Brady wants it.
So Matthew Slater's opinion doesn't matter.
No, Tom Brady.
What if Devin McCourty doesn't?
Tom Brady wants it.
That's all that matters. He's the personnel guy. He's the final decision maker.
What's the weakness on this team? Which unit?
Offense.
Thank you.
But again, what if Tom Brady wanted Aaron Hernandez back? Like, where is the line you cross with some of these things?
I don't want
to. So murder is the line. Alleged murder.
Or murderer. Hey, let me ask you this. Would you be okay with Tyreek Hill on the Patriots?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes!
Unfortunately. I said unfortunately.
Me too. And unfortunately, yes.
You don't feel great out about it.
You don't feel great
about it. The reality is, for Eric,
who's worse?
There are bad guys on every team.
Exactly.
Now, there are a lot of good guys on every team. The majority are good guys. The majority are closer to... But the reality is, every team has bad dudes on it, I believe. I think every team has bad dudes where they look past certain things. And it's kind of the cost of doing business, I think.
Who's the one guy, if you ask Bill Belichick about this guy, his face lights up quicker than if Linda Holiday walked into the room with thigh-high stockings?
LT.
Yeah.
I'm guessing is where you're going.
It's LT, yeah.
Okay.
So the last time LT had any trouble with the law that was reported... He got caught with an underage girl who was a prostitute in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't just an anomaly or an aberration. That was, Bill Belichick always used to, love Dave Meggett, who's still in prison to this day. He was a giant. Played for Parcells in the 96.
Bad dudes.
Bad guys.
Throughout the history of football, throughout every franchise.
Warren Moon is in the Hall of Fame. Multiple domestic abuse incidents. I'm not saying Antonio Brown is an angel. What I am saying, the facts are facts. Just because you're being charged with something in a civil court, you know who else is being charged with rape in a civil court over the last few weeks? Worse than Antonio Brown. He's the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Bill Walton's son, Luke. And guess what? When the law looked into it and the law found out there was no merit to these allegations and they weren't going to press any charges on Luke Walton, she dropped the civil case. This is civil. That's all I'm saying. You could say what you want about me or Andy and our opinion on whether Antonio Brown should be here. All I know is this. Tomorrow at 4:25, there is a gentleman who plays for the other team who got a huge contract extension, who beat his 3-year-old son, broke his arm, and threatened his ex-girlfriend or fiance and the mother of his child. He will be playing, catching passes tomorrow from the reigning MVP, Patrick Mahomes, while Antonio Brown is serving some unofficial commissioner-exempt blackball suspension. That's all I'm saying. That's it. More Mark and Hart after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.